They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him
any last words?
Mad man, tell me who the fuck next. Kill take, what's that? Hit this bitch and spit his head, bust that. Play with me, bitch, and I get you busted. Shut a child and throw that ass, I break a back, I'm on that. I don't want that place soon as I walk through the door. I would ride around in they bag and poppin' shit with my hoe. I was knocking niggas' asses with that stick on the road. And I was stacking bags so I could do my shit on these hoes. I'm shit ain't pop the pill yet, yeah. Can't chill yet, yeah. I don't wanna cop a new Rolls, get the Bentley. And I just wanna pussy at me. I just want them young spinning, spin back, nigga. I just bought the bitch a new Benz, a big bag, nigga. I just might wake up and have that bitch inside a new Frisco. Fuck you, man, I been giving them bands to my big sister. Fuck it, you said I been bout most things, but I done hit her.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. I appreciate everybody tapping in this week. As you do every week, I appreciate it. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about the Riders Live podcast. You can check it out on RidersOnline.net and all streaming platforms, okay? I want to say happy birthday to my cousin, LaPaula. R.I.P. to her, but it's her birthday. So, in remembrance of her, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, LaPaula, she was my big cuz, my teacher, my protector, all of the above. It's my little sister Stig's birthday and my son's birthday, Joshua. At the time of this recording, it's March the 8th. So happy birthday to y'all. Also, me and my sister Styx, our daughters, they share the same birthday as well, October 26th. So we got kind of like a bomb. Shout out to Triana, my daughter. Shout out to Leilani, my niece. It's a great show planned for y'all today. This is a bonus episode of Riders Live. So let's get it. In honor of Women's History Month, y'all already know what it is. Let's get into another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Dolores Gully, that's what's poppin'. Alberta Wise single, that's what's poppin'. Toby, that's what's poppin'. Dabu, that's what's poppin'. Katria McGinnis, that's what's poppin'. Robin Edmondson, that's what's poppin'. Chain C, that's what's poppin'. Triana, that's what's poppin'. Treasure, that's what's poppin'. Shauna Bonner, that's what's poppin'. Bernadine Rudeau, aka Miss B, that's what's poppin'. This is a special bonus episode. This episode is dedicated to my little sister, Styx. Smart, athletic, gifted, proud of the young lady that she is today. So let's get into it. So the first time, well, actually when I found out that my mom was having another child, I was happy. It was just me and my other sibling. We like a year and a half apart. And I was 14 at the time when I found out. It was 1986. Me and my mom, we was at the bus stop. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, man, shit, I'm finna have a little brother. I'm finna have a little brother, possibly. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what her gender was going to be, if she was going to be a girl or a boy. But I was hoping for a little brother. But I wound up getting the best of both worlds anyway. So I was 14. My mom, she told me that she was having a baby. You know, I was like, cool. You know what I'm saying? So I was just shocked. Like, damn, I'm finna have a little brother. That's what I was hoping for. So March 8th, 1987, my mom had a little girl. 8 pounds, 8 ounces, cool, spoiled, funny, sharp, witty, quick thinking, busy, mischievous, everything that you could ask for. My little sister, she checked all of those boxes, and I was happy. So, you know, it just was an honor to, like, teach her things, take her to the park with me, take her to go hoop with me. If I go over a girl house when she was a little bigger, maybe like 3-4 years old, you know, I could only imagine having siblings maybe 14 or 15 years older than me. You know, I'm the oldest, so it's just like it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So she just was advanced. So let me back things up. She was walking at 8 months, busy, just getting into everything. I think like after the second day she learned how to walk, we were supposed to be painting a crib, and we was trying to prolong and delay that shit as long as we can. But somehow my little sister got into the paint. She opened the fucking paint and was rolling in that shit and was busting up, down laughing. And I was like, oh my God, we don't want to do this shit. We was We was hoping that the paint didn't get in her hair. Because she had long, pretty hair. You know what I'm saying? So, we would teach her things like her ABCs, her 1, 2, 3s, her birthday, her address, all type of stuff. And, you know, we kind of drilled it in her, and she'd recite it right back, you know. She used to be up under me a lot, me and my sister, my sibling underneath me. We used to have to babysit her, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about her dad, he was like, you know what, as soon as she get 2 years old, she up out of here. So she went to Bray Temple, like, for preschool. And it was cool, like, you know, she got dropped off every morning, and she had a routine and a regiment, just like me and my sister. I was in high school at the time. My sister, she was in grammar school when my little sister was born. You know what I'm saying? So it just was a joy having, you know, a new addition to the family. So after preschool, she went to Holy Angels, because my stepfather was like, man, she gonna need some discipline in her life. So she went to Holy Angels, and she played for the basketball team. She was on the basketball team since fifth grade. And, you know, when I heard about it, I was happy. You know, I was watching the game. I go to the games and everything like that. She was real athletic. Like, when I was in the Marines in boot camp, I was having problems climbing a rope. And nobody knew about it, but I got a letter from my mother, and she was telling me that my little sister was climbed all the way to the top of the rope, and the gym teacher and everybody was trying to get her to come down the rope, and, you know, I was struggling. So all through grammar school, she played basketball. She was a participant in the Antoine Walker camp, and she was like one of the top 6th graders at the camp, and they interviewed her on the news and everything, you know. And I was proud when she said that I was her favorite player, you know. I used to take her to the park with me, and I never knew that she was watching me play. Not like I'm some basketball superstar or legend or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So she participated in, like, all-star games and everything for basketball. She actually played against Derrick Rose in grammar school with the boys. Derrick Rose, he went to Beasley. And I think my little sister, she's a grade above Derrick Rose. And they played. You know, I wasn't actually at that game to see them play, but my little sister did good. But I do think they did play against Derrick Rose. So after eighth grade, my little sister, she got a scholarship to a school called Lourdes. And then Lourdes wound up closing down. And she was part of De La Salle's first female basketball class. So that's history right there. She was all conference. Man, she one of my favorite players. She had the tap. She had the length. She had the shot. She had the toughness and everything. So, man, that's what I really like. And then just, you know, she was a girl, and she could hoop. She a leader. Fast forward from all the basketball and all of that. Present day. She a good friend to people. She a good mom. She a leader. She a loyal friend to her friends. And also, she a good sister. Now, my mom, she had a second set of kids, and my little sister Styx, she the oldest. Then there's Raquel, and then there's little Bobby. But me and my sister Styx, we kind of share a bond, you know. She born on the same day as my son, March the 8th, but they different ages. And my daughter, Triana, and her daughter, Leilani, which is my niece, they born the same day, October 26th. So we got a lot of things in common. And I'm just proud of my sister, man. I love her. I'm happy that she gave me 3 nephews and a niece. And just watching her from a little kid with a whole lot of energy and playing ball, being academically smart. You know, she always catch on. Like, she's the type of person where things come easy to her. Like she could do hair. She a real good braider and everything like that. If you show her some one time, she got it. You know, I'm just proud of her. And I love her. And, man, I'm just happy for her. You know what I'm saying? So, today is her birthday. Styx, if you listening to this episode, wherever you are, I love you. So, like I said, this is just another bonus episode of Riders Live. I appreciate y'all checking in to this episode for me to talk about my sister Styx. Styx, enjoy your day. Josh, enjoy your day wherever you at. Most importantly, be safe. Keep taking care of your kids. I'm proud of you. If you would like to support the Riders Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option 1, we have the Riders Live podcast merch store. Option 2, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option 3, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
School for chiropractic, looking good as hell today. Just sent my nigga 5 attachments. Why'd you come from me about a nigga? Man, you bitch back for that. They come at me by niggas who I don't even find attractive. I don't know that nigga, I just seen them on the town before. I can't be up in her face, I took her nigga down before. When I lose a nigga, I just pop out and go find some more. Soon as I feel like my time get wasted, then it's time to go. They say they don't fuck with me, but I say they can't fuck with me. Just like the air, I'm everywhere. How you say it so with me? Them bitches should've stayed down. They could've been up to me, but all they doing is talking down, cause they can't get up with me. My ex fucking on my old friend, both they ass some fucking clowns. Thinking that she got one up on me, she got my hammer down. He thought he wasn't gonna have to stand on shit like he was handicapped. Made that nigga stand on it, now his ass can't stand me now. High as fuck, I'm lit, yup, I don't smoke no sweet shots. Flying with my gang and them, looking them like sisters. These bitches be lame, they go outside about these niggas. I don't wanna hang with them, they don't have no business. They be gone for anything, but I can't go for none of it. Why would I go chase you if I know you gon' come running back? Cut everybody off, they leaving feeling like the lumberjack. They really get me fucked up, and now I'm going for none of it. She the type the nigga make her mad, she going too soon. Me, I'm kinda ratchet still, so I'm the type to be some. I can't love you, baby, like your bitch do, so don't leave her. He gon' choose her every time, cause it's cheaper to keep her. Can't say your name up in my songs, might not fuck with you tomorrow. Can't get my feelings hurt today, I won't give a fuck tomorrow. Ain't fucked up by no credit score, I might be rich as fuck tomorrow. Every day the sun won't shine, but that's why I love the Mars.
Riding with my twin and them, and we all look good as fuck. She said she my eye, but I don't know her, had to look her up. I know that I'm rich, but I can help it, bitch, I'm hood as fuck. I've been on these bitches' necks so long, sometime I fucking stuck. I can put you in my business, you might wish me dead tomorrow. Bitches be on dick today, sing every word of up tomorrow. Bitch, I still got cases open, keep your mouth shut tomorrow. Play with me today, then get some sleep, you know it's up tomorrow. Fake bitch, that's why my friend fucked on your nigga. Both you bitches pussy, I think y'all should scissor. She brought a chain up, but the same one even bigger. She throwing shots, that's how I know I got a trigger. I don't speak dog ho, I don't care what no bitch say. I say on her mind, I got condos in that bitch head. She said she don't fuck with me, who say that you can't ho? That nigga munching, he gon' eat me like a mango. Long ass sleep, it be tickling my ass crack. Wonder what I do tomorrow that these hoes will be mad at. Oh yeah, bitch is sweet, and I always get my lick, boo. I fight for my bitches and I'm fighting over dick too.
Can't say your name up in my songs, might not fuck with you tomorrow. Can't get my feelings hurt today, I won't give a fuck tomorrow. Ain't fucked up by no credit score, I might be rich as fuck tomorrow. Every day the sun won't shine, but that's why I love the Mars. Can't say your name up in my songs, might not fuck with you tomorrow. Can't get my feelings hurt today, I won't give a fuck tomorrow. Ain't fucked up by no credit score, I might be rich as fuck tomorrow. Every day the sun won't shine, but that's why I love the Mars.